The North Carolina A&T Visual and Performing Arts University Choir, under the baton of Travis Alexander, has performed 2 times in the White House for President Obama and his family. The ensemble is known for tackling a huge variety of repertoire, including classical, jazz, and pop music. The choir will perform a holiday program this weekend in Metropolitan United Methodist Church in Greensboro. 14 choristers of the 30-plus member A&T University Choir recently visited WFDD. We're sampling from their performance of the Negro spiritual, I'm Gonna Sing Till the Spirit Moves in My Heart, arranged by Moses Hogan. They performed live in Studio A. I get goosebumps. What do you all feel when you're singing this great music? I'll throw it your way first.
Pretty much the same as you. Goosebumps, it makes me feel good inside. It's something that I want to dance, but I know that I can't. So I guess you could say that I'm kind of dancing with my voice. It's so much fun just to sing. I really like singing spirituals.
I should say that was Jasmine to start off with. Stacey, how about yourself? I guess I would wonder how you rein in those emotions and are able to project and do all the things vocally that you're supposed to do with all that emotion going on. But what's it feel like?
It feels like I'm conveying the message, you know, what the composer wanted to convey. And especially if it's done correctly, you know, you can move somebody to want to say, oh, yeah, that was done very, very well. And so that's what I want to do when I sing. I want to make sure that I convey everything that the composer wanted to happen.
This is an off-perform work, but it's not easy. And I'm wondering what the challenges are from your perspective. And by the way, some really strong male voices to balance out the powerful soprano section, which was refreshing to hear.
Thank you, sir. It's reflective. I like to try to tap into the mind of a Negro in the slavery times and try to communicate with the other choir members and use the spiritual as a means of communication. So speaking to each other, I'm going to sing till the spirit moves in my heart. Let it move from heart to heart and from breast to breast and kind of communicate it that way. And hopefully doing that, the message will come off clearly to the audience.
You finally put into words something that I either feel in the audience or do not. It's either a disconnected performance or we're all on the same page. We're all in this together. And that sort of communication really came through in your all's performance. From the conductor's podium, Mr. Alexander, how do you get that out? How do you bring that out in performance?
Practice. Habitually doing things over and over to get the phrases the way I want them, because if you're singing, sing to the spirit moves in my heart, the music must have rhythmic drive. It must be spirited. The diction must be clear, because the Negro spiritual must be heard and understood. And bringing out, in that spiritual, it has move, moving, moving, and it goes from the tenor to the alto to the soprano, and the bass is sort of like the church person urging it on, can't you feel it moving? And so I've used the analogy of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, moving from heart to heart and breast to breast, and each individual was filled with the Spirit at a different time, but then it all came together. So that's how we approach that section of the moving part that starts out in Divisi but ends up in one big collaboration.
The North Carolina A&T Visual and Performing Arts University Choir. We heard from director Travis Alexander. Before him, we heard from choir members James Thomas, Stacey Lyles, and Jasmine Boone. Together with the rest of their classmates, first semester freshmen to graduating seniors, they'll sing a holiday concert Sunday night, December 8th at 4 o'clock in the Metropolitan United Methodist Church in Greensboro. The concert is free and open to the public, so the triad can hear for themselves why the A&T University Choir has been invited to perform not once, but twice at the White House in Washington, D.C. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.